This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout out goes out as always to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital neo room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe as the Captain's America Third Watch. We're on Gab as the Captain's America Third Watch. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and take advantage of all the different things we have there. And joining us right now from the great state of California, where they're getting ready to recall their governor, Gavin Newsom, we've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How'd you like the way I just threw all that in there?
Yeah, that was great. I loved it.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen sooner rather than later. They're getting really close, right?
As far as we know right now, that's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start the show tonight with something that I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. Mike Lindell has been sued for defamation by the Dominion Voting Machine Company for $1.3 billion. Now, I am not surprised at all about that because of the way that he went about that video and all that stuff. And you knew that it was going to happen.
Well, right. I mean, this has it's got all the hallmarks, unfortunately, of someone who is, you know, really wanted to make something true out of stuff that he can't really back up at this point. And of course, as you're fond of saying, Captain, you're not entitled to your own facts, you know, once the elections are certified and so forth. So, you know, this is, again, kind of a real fall from grace, it would seem, but this is a major lawsuit, $1.3 billion.
Well, I talked to an attorney friend of mine yesterday about this, and I just asked for an opinion. I said, what do you think is going to happen? And they may mention the facts. They said, well, the facts of the matter are the election was certified, the numbers were certified, the results are over, everything is cast in stone now, so anything else that's thrown up there is merely conjecture and or rumor, so consequently, he's left himself wide open.
Well, right, and, you know, Mike Lindell has a very, very compelling story of his life, basically.
Right.
He seems like a nice guy, somebody you'd like to get to know. What's unfortunate about this whole situation, Captain, I think, too, is that here's somebody who could have been, may perhaps been able to sort of lead, you know, more people to the idea of conservative values, that kind of thing, and now it's kind of over.
And when he made the video, he forgot those three most important words that will keep you out of trouble. Do you know what they are?
What's that?
In my opinion.
In my opinion, yep.
He did not say that. He said, and here's what we found. Here are the facts. This is what we found. And he did all that stuff. And when he did that, he opened himself up to a major lawsuit. And I'm going to tell you right now, folks, as much as I like him, as much as I think he's a great guy, this is going to cost him a lot of money to get out from under this, a lot of money. And we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars, if not the $1.3
billion. Well, that's right. And
if he's even got it.
Well, Mike Lindell actually, as you should mention, Captain, he told Business Insider, he said he's lost 20 retailers. He says it's costing him $65 million this year that he won't get back, he says. And he told them, that's your story. Print it right. Don't try and twist this from his perspective. And, of course, he's lost a bunch of these big retailers that would prominently feature the MyPillow products. So, unfortunately, there's going to be a blowback. One would think it may be inevitable for jobs and so forth, where he does the manufacturing.
Now, the New York lawmakers, both Republican and Democrat, are working right now to strip Governor Cuomo of his emergency powers that were given him during the COVID amid the nursing home scandal. And the impeachment talk there keeps getting louder, Kyle.
Well, sure, because, you know, they're looking at, I mean, there are these different layers to this. There's possible criminality, not necessarily of the governor himself at this point, but, you know, how all these things led up to be. That's going to be looked at, obviously. And, of course, the emergency powers. I think a lot of state legislators, they don't feel comfortable with that, either Republican or Democrat in some cases, because of where this has brought the state of New York to, and the state of affairs, and of course, first and foremost, the paramount issue is that people died in these nursing homes, apparently as a result of these kinds of policies and the hush-hush nature of it all. And so this is a big deal. It's not going to go away.
Right. And, of course, folks, when we come back from the break, which we're fixing to take here in just about 30 seconds, we're going to be talking about this Attorney General designate, Merrick Garland, who was mentioned once before for the Supreme Court, and he never got even so much as a hearing because the Republicans sat on it. But we're going to talk about what it is that he dodged yesterday. He dodged answering three key questions. The question on that is why? We'll tell you why when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much. I got to give that announcer guy an extra strawberry milkshake or something. He kind of choked there to begin with. But anyway, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor, of course, is a part of an integrated health plan that I take every day, twice a day. And I take it in the morning because of the swelling in my ankle and the inflammation and pain that I have every time I wake up. And it comes back later in the day, and then I take it again, and it calms it all down. And the reason for that is because it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and goes right straight to the source of the pain and lowers or eliminates the pain altogether. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical. It's also a fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regulation of key enzymes and proteins that goes right to the source of the problem. And it supports the body's healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in, too. That also supports the healing process. So, go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and check out the 1995 3-week quick start. It's all it costs to get started for 3 weeks. Take it, see what it does for you. If it works, it'll be shipped to you automatically after that. You're in like Flynn, and away you go. Tens of thousands of people have found out what I found out, and that is this product works, plain and simple. So, relieffactor.com. /captain. Go there and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got a caller, but I'm going to go to the story that we teased when we came in here, which is important and probably relevant to what the caller is going to want to talk about here in a minute. Merrick Garland, who was up for nomination to the Supreme Court in the Obama administration, and the Republicans pretty much stonewalled that and sat on that for almost a year, so he didn't get that. He dodged three key questions yesterday. Now, we do know that he defended the Department of Justice nominee who called the blacks superior. And there's a lot of nonsense going on in this administration with his cabinet picks.
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're talking about Kristen Clark from a 1994 letter that she had written. But you're right, Captain. There were some three key questions that Merrick Garland was asked about that he dodged or declined or tried to, you know, sort of dance his way out of that whole question. And the first one had to do with whether or not illegally crossing or crossing the border illegally should be considered a crime, should be, you know, what it is, illegal. And he said he hadn't really thought about that question. Then there was another one regarding leaving John Durham, special counsel, in place and whether or not it was a legitimate investigation, you know. He dodged that one as well.
Yep.
And the third one, he was asked by Senator John Kennedy out of Louisiana, he was asked if biological males, if he had agreed with this statement, allowing biological males to compete, and this is Kennedy's words, in all-female sport deprives women of the opportunity to participate fully and fairly in sports and is fundamentally unfair to female athletes.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Now let's go to the caller because on the line we've got Mike over in Clearwater. So good morning, Mike. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, yet again we're seeing hypocrisy on the Democratic side. Now, first and foremost, Biden was, the lady was talking to Biden and she says, oh, well, you know, at a minimum we need to have $50,000 of student loans discharged. Are you willing to do that? He says, no, I'm not willing. I'm not going to do that. Now, I guarantee you, had that been a Republican, the you-know-what would have hit the fan. Now, secondly, we have a situation here in Florida where the governor wants to lower the flags at half-staff, you know, because Rush Limbaugh died.
He already ordered it at all state buildings, and it was done with the exception of one office.
Right, and I was just going to get to that. Nikki Fried, our agriculture commissioner, who is a Democrat, said we're not going to, you know, we're not going to let this person who spewed hate and just a bunch of garbage.
That's what she said.
And so she's refusing to do it. And the same thing with the mayor of St. Pete. You know, we're going to lower it for the deputy that was killed, which that's an awful, awful thing, what happened to that poor sheriff's deputy. But we're not going to do it for Rush Limbaugh. So you come into office and you say we want to work with you, but yet everything that you're doing is hypocrisy and, you know, totally political statement, and it's just garbage. But, Kyle, I especially want your opinion on what do you think about the fact that Biden says he's not willing to, forgive $50,000 worth of student loans. And just one last thing before I go. In my opinion, Dominion voting systems facilitated the biggest steal that ever took place in history, in my opinion. So there you go. Have a nice night, gentlemen.
You know why I did that, Kyle?
Why is that?
Because I said the reason that Lindell got in trouble with the voting machine thing and why he's being sued for $1 billion is because he forgot the three major words, in my opinion.
Well, that's true, and that's right. And Mike gave his opinion tonight.
Yep. Okay. Well, go ahead and answer his question.
Well, yeah, thanks so much, Mike. I do think that that Joe Biden is probably going to run afoul here pretty soon, especially of people like Bernie Sanders and so forth. There's also going to be the continuing discussion about racial inequality in terms of student loans, this kind of thing. A lot of that is going to start pushing on Biden, whether he does it by the stroke of a pen or whether they try to get through something legislatively, we'll see. But sometimes, let's just say Biden goes off script. I think generally speaking, they may look to try to do something like that, especially because they figure it will help them with their constituency, but we'll see.
Yeah. Now, the investigation that's going on in New York State, where the Attorney General's office deals with property that the former President Donald Trump had that they are claiming may have been over-assessed and the value raised on so he could qualify for certain loans to continue his business and all that. But the investigation is a continuation of the greatest political witch hunt in the history of our country. Now, whether it was the never-ending $32 million Mueller hoax, which already investigated everything they possibly could to be investigated. Russia, Russia, Russia. Remember that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where there was a finding of no collusion, or whether or not it was two ridiculous Nancy Pelosi-inspired impeachment attempts where the president, former president, was found not guilty. It's just never ending. So now, for more than 2 years, New York City has been looking at just about every transaction that the president has done. And they have now gotten permission to get the tax returns. The Supreme Court has said Donald Trump has to turn the tax returns over to the New York State Attorney General, and the New York City Department of Tax and Finance are going to get a chance to look at this, too. So we'll see what's going on. And I don't know where that's going to go, but he's saying that he's had the best tax preparers in the country do his taxes for him. So he doesn't have any reason to think that there's anything wrong with the tax returns.
Well, right, right. And at least in this case, there's nothing for the Trump office or anything to do per se.
Nope.
This has to do with the transfer between two different entities that were battling about this. But you're right, Captain. You know, I think I know one of the things that's not in the tax returns, and that's going to be the Russian collusion.
Correct.
Yeah, because remember how we were told, all we just need to see is tax returns. That'll tell us all about
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Yeah, Russia controls.
He made all this money off these deals with Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. Yeah.
Exactly. And so again, this is one of those things where they continue to make up this big thing. Like, don't worry. Now we're going to get the tax returns transferred to the Attorney General, whatever it might be. And then we're going to find out all this stuff. And here we go again. We've heard this about a million times before.
Well, Donald Trump spent 4 years as president, didn't take a dime for being a president, turned his salary back in every quarter to whichever charity or whatever he was giving it to with the federal government, whether it was Wounded Warriors or the Fallen Officers Fund or whatever. But that's what he did with his money. And he lost a tremendous amount of value, worth, to his corporation, the Trump Foundation Corporation. So this is the payback for doing all of that, huh?
It seems so, yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States passed the grim milestone Monday of 500,000 deaths from COVID-19. That's nearly 20% of the known global COVID deaths. President Biden has ordered flags at the White House flown at half-staff to honor the victims of the nearly year-long pandemic. He held a vigil at the White House Monday evening, paying tribute to those lost.
The people we lost were extraordinary. They spanned generations, born in America, immigrated to America. But just like that, so many of them took their final breath alone in America. As a nation, we can't accept such a cruel fate. While we've been fighting this pandemic for so long, we have to resist becoming numb to the sorrow. We must do so to honor the dead, but equally important, care for the living, those who left behind.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. I've had Geico Insurance for a little bit more than 15 years now, and Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, you can go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, type in your zip code, and you can get an insurance quote there for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle. Maybe you've got an RV, an ATV, or a boat. All those you can get insured over there, too. And if you have a homeowner's or renter's insurance policy, they can cover that for you, too. And when you bundle it all together, you save even more money. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Type in your zip code and see how much money they can save for you. Just tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we know that there's been a bunch of shady diplomacy when it comes to Iran. John Kerry, who wasn't supposed to be doing anything overseas in Iran for 2 years, denied that he was up to anything. And then just like in the last 12 months or so, said, well, no, I was actually talking to them. And we didn't do anything, but we were talking about what would happen if and this, that, and the other. Yeah, sure. Lying scoundrel that he is, John Kerry. But Obama and some of his people were doing it, too. And they colluded with Iran to try to undermine Trump because we had them over the barrel with the sanctions we've got on them. Now, it looks like as if the first thing that's going to go are the sanctions. The second thing is they're going to be allowing Iran to probably produce more nuclear material. And eventually, I would say, let them go ahead with their nuclear reactor because they're going to produce all this power, right?
Well, yeah, right. Yeah.
While they actually produced enough military-grade nuclear material to have a bomb or two or three or four.
Well, exactly. And, of course, Captain, these are brought to you by the same people who actually set up the deal.
And let me backtrack on the bomb. To have a warhead that they can place on a missile that they can actually put up in the air and hit what they're aiming at, that's their goal, and they're getting close. Real close.
Well, sure. I mean, so this is completely unsettling. And while the Trump administration, Captain, was imposing those sanctions and putting Iran in a box, basically, framing it off so that these other peace deals could come through, that you could make some real progress, the first progress in 25 years in the Middle East, now we've got these reports that former members of the Obama administration and so forth, they were over there talking to the Iranians and in my opinion, probably saying something like, don't worry, this isn't going to last forever. We're working on this, and we're all going to get back to normal sooner than you think.
Yeah, and here we are right now, and I'm telling you, I do believe that Iran is going to have a nuclear warhead on top of a missile, the delivery system to be determined yet, and they'll be able to hit what they're aiming at shortly. All right, let's see here. We have, let me see. I don't think I cut him off. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning, Professor Kyle. Just as you were just mentioning about Kerry, Herman Munster there, and the foreign occupier, Barack Hussein Obama, you know, why don't, you know, this, if they're working with the enemy, and compromising our national security, that seems to be treason. I don't understand. I gotta ask you, why aren't they all thrown in jail and then marched off to the gallows?
Okay. All right. No, they're good. Good luck on that one. By the way, what John Kerry was probably guilty of was violating the Logan Act, right?
Right.
Only one other person was prosecuted for that in the years gone by, correct?
That's true. Yeah.
And what happened to them?
Nothing. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, the chances of being prosecuted for this or being prosecuted for that, there is a certain level of immunity there. And it's done from administration to administration, or at least it has been up until now. Each administration respected the others, diplomats and whatnot, and they let them get away with a few things and just, you know, they might have said, well, you shouldn't be talking to them or whatever behind the scenes, but they never really embarrassed them. This time around, I believe we have a different scenario altogether. I believe whatever Donald Trump or his people do, including Mike Pompeo, as good as he is, that the administration will throw the book at him.
Well, yeah, they're waiting for that to happen. And, you know, Captain, I just I'd like to circle back, if I could.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I don't have you said it, and I don't have it set up, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to circle back to something you just said, which was so very, very important, and that is if Iran gets the ability to put a warhead on a missile and put it wherever they want to apply it to, what do you think Israel is going to do before, you know, when that capability looks like it's getting to be really serious?
Israel is going to destroy their facility and everything that's in it. regardless, right. Regardless of the consequences.
Well, that's right. And then, of course, the big question, here's the old 64,000.
Oh, by the way, it won't just be Israel doing it, because Saudi Arabia will be involved because they are arch enemies. So won't some of those other little Arab countries that signed those agreements with Israel.
Well, right. But the $64,000 question would be, what are Biden and Harris, how will they react to something like that? They may catch wind of it before that, but I, at this point, I doubt it, you know, to some degree. But let's just say that happens, and we hope nothing bad has to happen like that. But I just wonder what Biden and Harris would say to all that.
Israel is not going to tell Joe Biden and Kamala Harris what they're going to do until they actually have done it.
Yeah. Well, exactly, because this kind of diplomacy with Iran that we're now seeing returning under the Biden-Harris administration is absolutely reckless.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the $1.9 trillion spending bonanza coming up, because during his presidential campaign last year and as recently as his inaugural address, President Joe Biden promised to work together with Republicans to solve our country's biggest problems. Now he's already broken that promise because Joe Biden is relying on party line support to pass the $1.9 trillion spending bonanza that includes hundreds of billions of dollars to bail out the liberal states of New York, Illinois, and your state of California. This despite the fact that 10 Republican senators presented him with an alternative approach that would have addressed the health and economic challenges created by COVID-19. Well, that wasn't good enough for Joe, because it was a good faith offer that could have been the start of negotiations over a compromise bill, but Biden totally rejected the GOP offer out of hand and chose to work only with Democrats because they are going to use the procedure that allows them the one time per year, the procedure to vote and use merely the majority of the votes there to pass the bill.
Well, again, and that's the unification on display. It's, I got to go get the votes. Remember he said to George Stephanopoulos, I got to go get the votes. But he doesn't want to go get the votes.
And now Biden is reportedly planning to run negative ads against any Republicans who don't vote for Biden's spending package. It's a long way from the bipartisanship that he once promised. And what a shame this is. But, okay, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, because 1.4 million jobs, we're being told, are going to be lost because of this bill.
And the proof will be in the pudding. It will be, and they could probably run all the commercials they want to, because by that time they will see the unfortunate side effects of all this.
Yeah, and I don't think at this point the Republicans care about the commercials they're gonna run, because it just isn't gonna matter. By the way, a Democratic congressman was talking to Biden, recommending that the Biden administration consider nominating a judge to the Supreme Court. That would be a historic move. Who are they talking about? A minority judge, or what are they talking about here?
Well, yeah, I think they're talking about someone who would be the first African American woman to be nominated to the Supreme Court.
Stacey Abrams.
Could possibly be. I know that Clyburn is floating out a name as well, Judge J. Michelle Childs, and also would like to have her appointed to the federal bench, if there's not a Supreme Court opening. But here's the thing, though, too, Captain. President Biden, when he was campaigning, made a statement during the nomination process or confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett, and said he would only appoint a African-American woman to the Supreme Court.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We've had some weather in the northern part of the U.S., I-90, I-94, up in there, with some snow all the way across to Wisconsin tonight. We'll tell you all about that as things are going to get interesting. And we've got some dense fog in a couple of places in the south tonight. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is...
Attention radio listeners.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a little bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you, America's largest truck
stop chain. Make sure you pull in there. When you see it, the Pilot or the Flying J, go on in there. The fuel is always reasonably priced. And by the way, you can become a member of the Drivers Club, and you'll get points for buying fuel, points for buying food, points for buying supplies in the trucker store. You can use it to save you some money on your purchases, or you can use it to get something really nice out of the catalog for the Drivers Club. Whatever works for you, go ahead and do it. That's the Flying J and the Pilot Travel Center Drivers Club. All right, and we're going to do a little funk here tonight. Here we go.
Do it.
A song from way back when, and that turned a lot of heads back in the day there, Kyle.
Well, it sure did, yeah. Tone Loke.
Yeah, and I remember the movie that came out of, so there you go. All righty, well, here we go. I'm going to read the weather statement and then turn it over to Kyle. A storm system is going to continue producing strong winds and snow, heavy in places across the Northwest. Snow from this system will extend across the upper Midwest towards the Great Lakes. Locally heavy rain could cause flooding in western Washington state, and there is some dense fog in the south to southeast tonight, and some snow up in Maine, way up in Maine, snow. So take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to get started tonight in the great state of Nevada, and we've got Lake Wind Advisory. This is if you're coming down I-80 towards Reno, you're going to run into that. This is just south of Pyramid Lake. Also, in the Lake Tahoe area, straddling the border there between Nevada and California, also along I-80, we've also got a Lake Wind Advisory, and that is going to extend a little bit south of the Lake Tahoe area tonight. Up in Washington, and we've got Flood Watch actually right now going on in the Seattle area, also in the Olympia area. So this is along Interstate 5, of course. Winter storm warning north of Seattle all the way up to the Canadian border. Also, wind advisory tonight if you're traveling along I-84, also in the I-82 area. This is going to be in the Pasco, Richland area, Snake River area, Stanfield, if you're traveling along I-84. And over into Idaho along I-90, we have a winter weather advisory going on there right now. 4th of July pass reports wet pavement right now, and get ready for more rain in that area. Winter storm warning in northern Montana tonight, but most of northern Montana has a high wind warning tonight, Captain, as we see that extending all the way down to Helena, all the way down to Billings as well, and winter weather advisory in the Butte, Montana area tonight. point. Down in Wyoming, near Yellowstone National Park, we have a winter weather advisory. This is just in the Cody area as well. And a high wind warning covering a lot of the state of Wyoming tonight. This also in the Casper area, also in the Cheyenne, Laramie area as you travel across I-80. And so that's what it looks like out west tonight, Captain.
All right. Well, in North Dakota, we've got snow about the northern half of North Dakota from the Montana line all the way over to Minnesota, up to the Canadian border, and that's the upper half of North Dakota, north of I-94. However, when you get over in Minnesota and you're coming towards the Twin Cities, you might be running into a little bit of snow when you get around the Twin Cities, but I can tell you more of the snow is up towards Duluth tonight, and it looks like they're going to get 4 to 5 inches of snow up there, just enough to make life interesting. And then over in Wisconsin, you got snow over in the northwestern corner of Wisconsin as well. I-94, certainly it would be snowing there coming into Wisconsin. You'll get out of it when you get down, headed back down towards the Illinois border. Might have a little winds as you get about the middle of the state there. However, when you get over to the east, you got pretty much clear sailing all the way to New York, I-90, I-80, I-70, I-64. I don't see anything to really bother you. I-40 looking good tonight. I-20, I-30 all looking good. I-10 looking good, except for Florida and the southern part of Georgia, I-75. We might have a little fog tonight up in Valdosta, in that Valdosta area west over towards, and southwest, I might add, over towards Florida. And then Live Oak west over towards maybe Mariana, looks like right now, possibly certainly into Tallahassee. You have got fog down under the water, too, so be advised, it's a dense fog advisory. And then going up I-95 in South Carolina, the whole state of South Carolina, I-95, you got a dense fog advisory. When you get into North Carolina, the dense fog probably will leave you about the time that you get north to Fayetteville, but it goes over towards the water. So you got a dense fog advisory over towards the water on the coastline of Carolina tonight. And then way up in northern Maine, and I mean way up in northern Maine, you've got a snow advisory for 3 to 4 inches of snow up in there. And there's a bit of a gale force wind activity all along the Maine coast, all the way down to New Hampshire and down towards Boston tonight. There's some windy conditions there along the ocean. So that's what we're looking at right there at the moment. And, you know, Kyle, Georgia, or I'm sorry, Texas, rather, Texas is still not quite out of the woods. There's a lot of cleanup going on there. We did hear about some damage done to some of the truck stops down there, including the Flying J's, where some pipes did break. But they're getting all that taken care of as soon as possible. So it's better than what it might have been, you know, considering all things that went on.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, and we can't say enough good things about the pilot and Flying J, because they really show they have a heart for truckers and travelers and helping a lot of people out through that major disaster, basically.
Yeah, and again, while Joe Biden was playing whatever the hell he was playing, some sort of video game, instead of taking care of what needed to be taken care of, the truckers were trying to help each other out.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And of course, wherever you're traveling out there, you know, the pilot and Flying J has something good that you're going to love. But again, what we've seen happen in the Texas and in parts of the South as well, really have been just really devastating. And the pilot and Flying J did so much to help out.
Yep. Now, folks, we will be coming back after the top of the hour news, Kyle Warren and myself, and we still got a lot of stuff to talk about, including NBC News, who went after Josh Hawley, Senator Josh Hawley, and tried to compare him to the infamous Senator Joe McCarthy and his communist investigations, and that wasn't even fair, but we'll get into all that. And Jen Psaki once again got caught with her hands in a cookie jar, so to speak. So we'll circle back. Well, that'll be our circle back report with Jen Psaki. All right, don't go anywhere. We are coming right back right after the top of the hour news. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.